Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Zara. Well, when I was a kid, my parents used to tell me some strange stories. But of all the stories that they told me, the most interesting one was about McDonald's and their hamburgers. So that's what we're going to discuss on the show, that McDonald's has horse meat. We'll be back in a sec.
Yeah, niggas ain't gonna know nothing about this one, but I bet the ladies will. I'm just gonna tell you, you better grab your thick female and get on the floor right now. Here we go. Yeah, brought to you from Avalanche. It's Squad, H-E-T. Squad up, now let's go. Yeah, I like the way you do what you do. Don't drop it like it's hot, baby, do what you do.
Okay, I was trying to play Shake It Baby from my KNTV show, but it's kind of warped. It's been played so much over the last 10 years. Anyway, when I was a kid, they said McDonald's had horse meat. My mom used to tell us that story simply because she did not want us to eat at McDonald's, because we loved McDonald's when I was a kid, which is a long time ago. And we love their hamburgers. But to this day, that's why I don't eat hamburgers, because I believed her. Anyway, she would go home. She would buy, you know, pounds and pounds of hamburger meat. She would take them out, and her thing was to divide them into however many patties she could get and put onions in them and put them in foil and also put them in the freezer. Now, that's what she used to do. And then we would have them later on, you know, down the line, whenever we needed them. We just go in the freezer and get one and throw it out and cook it or whatever. Because she did not want us to eat at McDonald's. Back then, I think parents were a little more careful about what they gave their children to eat. And so as French fries is concerned, she could make some good French fries. Her french fries was bad, boy, I'm telling you. And you get that ketchup and, whoa, you know, whatever, on your hamburger and green pepper, bell peppers, you know. And if you like hot sauce, you put hot sauce on them. And pretty after a while, you forget about McDonald's. But that, to me, that was wrong to tell us that McDonald's sold horse meat just so she could make us eat her hamburgers. But actually, my mom was really a good cook. She really was. She could make what I like, what she really make, or she could make bread pudding. And rice. Rice pudding. Yeah, she can make bread pudding and rice pudding. Those two things I never have mastered, but she could do that. Anyway, our favorite meal was usually on Sundays, and oh, she could throw down on dressing. Oh yeah. And turkey. To this day, that's why I can really throw down myself on turkey and dressing. I'm not a serious eater of meat, but I like my dressing. It'd be, you know, everything being my dressing. I mean, in hers, she would have chicken gizzards, you know, and that kind of stuff in her dressing. You know, some people like duck and dressing. I've tried that. It's okay. But I'm not a fan of turkey. You know, I'm not a fan of a lot of meat, period, because it takes too long to digest in my system. When I want to get up and go. That started when I was like 18 and I was with Chaka Khan and we had a big group, theatrical group. And the thing to be in the group, you could not be in the group if you were a meat eater. So we all gave up meat because we wanted to, you know, dance or sing or whatever, do our thing. And so I stopped eating meat at 18. This is the true story. From 18 to around 28 or 29, 10 years, I did without meat. Through college, first of all, I couldn't afford it. So through college, I didn't eat a lot of meat either. I always would go to this, food store, you know, where they serve certain things. You know, I would order my stuff from them. And we were into tofu and all that kind of stuff way before it's popular now. We were doing that way, way back then. The thing you couldn't do if you were in the group was sugar, white flour, and meat and sweets. Anything else, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. And that kept my weight down. I was 125 pounds through the whole thing, okay? So when I got out of eating meat, started having kids, that's when the weight came back. It's like I forgot everything I had learned, you know. But to be a dancer, and I was an African dancer, we could not partake of those things. Because if you're going to move across the stage real fast, they figure, you got all that meat in you, you may not make it, you know, so. Especially if you don't digest it correctly. So when we would eat other things in place of meat protein, I mean, we had a lot of protein. We didn't lack. We had a lot of vitamin C, too. A lot of vitamin C. So, you know, that's the way it is. Anyway, some other things that she told you, you know, wasn't true. But one thing I liked about her was they were third-generation Native Americans. Okay, so my great-grandmother, Catherine Williams, was a Cherokee. She was Cherokee, black long hair, dark skin, a beautiful woman. And she was married to, I think he was white. They say he looked white. He had blue eyes, and he was white. They said he was the master's son. But by some other half white woman or something. Anyway. So anyway, he was my grandfather, my great grandfather. So, you know, they always told us stories about them. And they were in down south somewhere on plantations and stuff, you know. Native Americans were on reservations and black folks was on plantations. You know, that's on the maternal side. So as the paternal side, that's a whole different story. But anyway, she would tell us a lot of stuff, you know. But one thing she could do that I liked was she could sew. If we went downtown, which we rarely did, because they wouldn't even let us go down there, you know, seriously. I'm talking about way back in time. We did go downtown, and she saw a dress in the store. And it was like for me, if I was with her, and I said, oh, Mom, I like that dress. And she said, okay. And then she would stand there for a while and stare at it. And then sometimes, you know, I would give her some paper. She'd take pencil, and she would write down what she saw sometimes. But usually she has a photographic memory. She would memorize the exact dress. She would find a pattern to match that dress and the material and I have that dress out of the store. So to me, she was like a magical person. The only thing that she did that was humorous to me was when she made me a coat. See, it was four of us, and she was single mom. So, you know, Dad left at 8, Steph did. So anyway, she made me a winter coat. It was a beautiful coat. She used sheepskin for the inside of it, you know, that woolly look, and it was blue. It was perfect. Everybody liked that coat until she washed it. Now, why she washed that coat, I don't know, but it shrank and it started looking weird. So eventually she bought me, you know, a coat from the store. But she was really good as a seamstress. I don't know why. Even to this day, when I decided to design my own clothes, I had a clothing company called Aura's Collection. And we even got us, we was trying to get us, you know, all the information, the legal things you have to do that. She made the dress that I used, you know, as one of our designs. And JCPenney bought, they said, hundreds of the dresses, you know. But, of course, I was working with, I had a partner, and my partner, he benefited more than I did, you know. So, but as far as designing stuff, oh, yeah, I'm good at that, and she was, too. I got that from her. But all in all, I miss her. You know, she's a twin, and I really miss my mom. But I'll never forget the story about McDonald and horse meat. And we really bought into that story, okay? And so when we would see people on stage, we would say, wow, they're eating horse meat. I mean, not on stage, on TV, on commercials, we would say, wow, they are eating horse meat. Because we really believed that we were kids, you know. So sometimes, you know, moms, they make up them stories to keep you safe or to keep life going, make life simple. So no matter what you do, no matter what they do, you have to love your mom. But just remember, just keep it real and keep it loving, because mom's real, at least mine was, and she was very loving. Until next time, this is Aura, and I hope you enjoyed our show. You can contact me at theauraShow@gmail.com or theauraShow@yahoo.com. And, you know, we can talk about stuff. And now I have to say Odiba, see you later. That's what we say in Yoruba. We say Odiba. And then see you next time.
Yeah. Niggas ain't gonna know nothing about this. But I bet the ladies will.